I started in pain. I stand by the front window, looking out to the world. I see the windows and walls of the building across the street. As if I keep my eyes completely parallel to my feet. If I look up, I see a sky above the rooftop. And looking down, I see a street. People walk, cars run, nothing changed. It's basically the same landscape, even if you're closer to the hill rather than to the river here in Pigalle. In the evening, I sit in the dark with no light on. Through the windows, street lights leak in. Warm yellow-orange tint makes the room I'm in as if it is floating somewhere in some rather unknown, unfamiliar space. I keep quiet, just feeling the deepening dusk and its sensual anonymity. As I sink into it, I physically, metaphysically realize that there is no inside, no outside, no dark, no light, not even waking and sleeping. Ever-changing sensation of the moment put me into some dreamy state of mind, and I felt like I am suspended outside the window, above the street, between the two buildings. The level has not changed, but I am in the air, surely. I am here and I am there. A kaleidoscopic movement of cars passing makes a mosaic-like shadow play on the dark ceiling of the room. Noise is minute. As the sense of I gets more and more blurred, things become more and more miraculous. I took the first walk of this trip to the hill with S.
S. Whoa, S.
All the living people are initialed.
S can mean lots of things.
Dead people, yeah. They are exposed. I took the first walk of this trip to the hill with S, and S took me to the route he's discovered, the one with much less steps and much less people. We walk up a slope to get to the first small square. You could see the cityscape as if it's a postcard scape from here. Bateau Laval, I said, yes, it's the long-gone residency of many of my heroes. Again and again, I try to stop thinking about them, but I can't succeed. When we started out our walk from Rue Victor Massey, as we passed Folie Pigalle's sad, worn-out building with missing A, which makes the sign P, we ran into a truce-like young man coming out of one of those seedy-looking sex bars. He was with a woman of his age, could be his sister or his lover. He had a completely normal sized head with an abnormal diminished lower body, like Truth. They looked rather straight, giving the air of not belonging to this dark, seedy world. It was like a sign for me, or a greeting from the past present of this area. My romantic attachment to this Montmartre is very intense, and how can I not connect the image of Truth to this young man who resembles him so much? It was like his doppelganger. Soon he disappeared into Metro Pigalle station. So after seeing a ghost of Truth walking up the area and populated with tourists of our time, leading up to Bateau Laval gave me an actual physical sensation of tracing my hero's breath of everyday life. It was not that cold for the season, but occasionally the wind blew from nowhere to remind us of the harsh nature of elements in this area. Bateau Laval now is just a window sign. Nothing real. Even so, I could not stop feeling the past being so present. In the sense of natural history, 100 years is nothing. I excuse my romantic tendency. I turned to right, walking up shortly. We turned right, walking up shortly. We are standing in front of Lake Consolette, the spot all the artists of Bateau Labau used to hang out. Vincent must have spent some time with Truth there. The closeness of distance between Bateau Labau and Lake Consolette was quite impressive. It's like having an adjunct kitchen drinking place right next to your work, live work space. It's a perfect distance to walk back home dead drunk with earthquake. No steps, no twist and turn. You get to your nest without any problems. Your animal instinct alone will guide you back home safely. Passing the Lake Consolat, where now waves of tourists crash constantly, we walk through the square to go to the top of the hill. Up on the hill, a white dome stands. Its history is quite shallow, but it attracts all of us one way or the other. Some pray, some rest their feet there. In silence, we close and open our doors of individuality to eternity. S decided to wait for me on the bench in the park below. I stayed inside the basilica, thinking of many things, watching backs of people's existence. The backs of their heads, torsos, looked almost innocent, ridden with unbearable sadness unaware. How can I blame any human wanting to lean on something grand, even if this something is illusionary? We are so tiny, to keep our sanity alive, depending on ourselves alone. Soon I joined S in the park bench. We sat for a while to see the sunset. Clouds covered the setting sun. We left the hill as the wind got more and more elemental. A song. Another daybreak, another sunset. We give ourselves to the movement of cosmos. Another birthday, another year added. I'm 1 year old, blowing one candle on a cake. Another sunset, another daybreak. We practice, we praise the perfect sunset with anonymous others together. On the hill of martyrs, Jesus, give spirit and light to Paris. Jesus, give spirit and light to Paris. Two girls sing, chant in French in a chorus. The earth turns slightly more as we sunk ourselves in the silver-gold sunset and its pink afterglow. I turn my head toward Basilica's white dome. There, a moon has risen quietly and gently in mid-January sky, as if it's playing an ancient tune. Without being born, I cannot be here. Being here now, I celebrate my day of birth. That was my birthday. With friends. It's okay, Yuko. Tutti bien. All is well. Breathe well, eat well, sleep well, be gentle and kind. Strangely fascinating to face others' windows from your window without having no connection to the one who lives there. The world behind the windows across the street is like a play behind the curtain on the stage, a mysterious, curious story untold. I enjoy...
That's what happens when you read from your journal.
I enjoy the sense of inhabited anonymity they project to no one. Windows closed, balconies with flower pots, some empty, some with dead plants, and some with cyclamen and geranium in them. Off-white stone walls look moist with the late afternoon air. Soon, we'll take another walk to see the world in and outside of us. That's part.
You want a little drink?
It's okay. Where shall I read it now? Then I read one more part. So. Okay. Follies, pleasure and leisure, merry making and fun. It's not even about lust, desire or vice. It's about forgetting the misery of the floating world. Windmills turn to make flour from wheat, and the red windmill turns to flare up the heat of the foliage. As I again step through the vineyard, all wrapping a chill and the oldest house on the hill, I finally got so sick of myself for being so romantically involved with the past. Suzanne was here, so what? Manet was here, so what? Suzanne Baron took her clothes off for Degas, so what? Apollinaire had a debate with Picasso, so what? Vincent met Truth on the street, so what? I finally have reached to the limit of feeling nostalgic about all those artists and their La Bohème life. And all of a sudden, felt so fed up with my own inability to cope with the moment now. They're all gone. All you follow is your own meekness to hide your elusive sense of your own reality. Blah, 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 blah.